You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Andrew McDonald, welcome back to SEN.
Thanks for having us, Jared.
There's much a Twitter back home around what's happening in Nagpur. How would you describe the preparation of the pitch that you've witnessed?
Oh, we haven't been here for the entire preparation, but we got our first look at it yesterday, and clearly it's dry, and it's what we probably expected, to be honest. Coming to Nagpur, the message was that it is the biggest turning wicket in India, and high reverse swing, and I think it all matches up, and we're excited by the challenge that confronts us.
Is it a bit too toned? A little bit of watering here and there and no watering in certain patches?
Yeah, I think we've all seen the same pitches circulating around. So, yeah, there's no doubt that we've got a heavy left-hand lineup, and, yeah, it's drier up one side and a little bit more moisture up the other. So, but our job is to solve the problems that the wicket presents, and that's the great part about Test cricket, is the conditions change from country to country and from venue to venue within the country as well. So it's going to create some problems, and we've got some really good problem solvers in our batting lineup that I think can combat that.
Is it unorthodox? Would it fall into the category, Andrew, of pitch doctoring?
No, I don't think so. I think that you play your home conditions. You know, we've got extra bounce in Australia and sometimes some grass. And, you know, they call it Test cricket for a reason. And all your skills get tested. And I think that having different conditions in different countries is great. I think it'd be a plain old game if the conditions were the same everywhere you went. So our batting unit's really excited by the challenge, and same with our bowling unit. And I think the conversations that we have are a little bit more detailed when you get surfaces like this. So, as I said, we're excited by the problems that it present.
What's it done to the thinking around selection, both team balance and particular individuals, and I guess with a slant towards how many left-hand batters there are?
Yeah, no doubt it's a consideration. And a lot of our left-handers sweep as well, and reverse sweep. So we feel as though we're probably going to have the greatest connection to Gaul in terms of the way that the method that we use there, with the team structure, and also the way that we'll probably go about our batting individually. So we feel as though we've been in similar conditions, and it makes sense to us that will probably be the method that we use.
It feels like, so there's an open question around number six. Are you declaring yet what you're doing at six?
No, we're not declaring anything at the moment, and Pat will declare the team at the toss, and I think that'll probably be the trend throughout the whole series, that it'll be right up until the toss, just with the, you know, getting more information, looking at the wicket right up until the moment that you have to determine your team. So we want to make sure that we're really thorough in the information that we gather and land the exact team that we want at the right time.
Are you thinking about three spinners?
Yes, the short answer is yes. We are thinking about three spinners. We're also putting a value on our pace bowling unit as well. Reverse swing is high in these conditions, but also the variable bounce. So we feel as though there is a decision to make there, and we don't want to undervalue our pace attack. And it's one of our strengths. And sometimes you come to these countries and you want to play like the opponent, and you forget about your strengths, and we're certainly not forgetting about our strengths. So our pace bowling unit will have a major part to play in this series.
Is Todd Murphy a chance to make his debut, Andrew?
Yeah, all the spinners are in the frame. It really is, I suppose, a discussion that's been circling around is, can we play two spinners that spin the same way if they are perceived to be the best spinners? The answer to that is we haven't answered it at this stage. Are we valuing a ball turning in and a ball turning away over the potential of Murphy partnering up with Nathan Lyon? So that's all to play out. And as I said, it'll be right up until the toss that we'll make that decision.
What are Murphy's skills at a young age in your eyes?
think he's got great control. He's slightly different to Nathan in the fact that he, there's a lot of talk about Nathan's bounce and he's more over the top or down the back of the ball, whichever way you want to frame that. But Todd is certainly more like a subcontinental spinner in the fact that he bowls with a squarer seam. He can create the deliveries that do slide on and present as though they're going to spin. But he just knows his skill set. He's got great, as I said, great control, knows what he wants to do with his field, and he can implement tactics that can control the pace of the game and also create opportunities for us. So, and that's not to discredit the other spinners that are also here as well. We feel as though we've got the four spinners that give us the greatest options for the tour ahead.
I'm curious, just in the discussions that you have, I suspect sometimes selection is a formality, sometimes it's a judgment call. Is this the sort of tour where selection could actually determine your fate in a match?
I think that's true in every game that you go into. I think you tend to have, I suppose most of the time you have 9 or 10 players that are locked in, and then you've got 1 or 2 swing positions that definitely can have an influence on the outcome of the game. And we've seen that in Australia, we've seen that in England, and most certainly we'll see it here. If we misread the conditions and we under-resource in certain areas for the captain, then yeah, that will have a significant influence on the outcome of the game. And that goes for the batting unit and also for the bowling unit. And the conditions and the method that are used here are totally different to other nations, and that's something that we have to match up correctly to get the best outcome. And 10, 20 runs in a game, preparing for what we're seeing in terms of the surface, will be huge.
How big a role does the experiences in Pakistan and Sri Lanka now play? We had a long conversation when you got back. We've played a home summer. How much have you revisited what transpired and what was learnt and maybe what was filed away on those two tours?
Yeah, certainly. We dressed it up at the start of Pakistan that we had 3 subcontinental tours and they're all going to influence each other in terms of the learnings that we had along the way. And there's no doubt when we arrived here in Nagpur and looked at the surface, there was an attachment straight to the Gaul experience, Test Match 1 in Sri Lanka, and the way we went about it there. So no doubt as we travel through the country, there will be conditions that potentially are flatter that match up to the Pakistan experience. And then we get the extreme, which we're expecting here at Nagpur, that attach firmly to Test Match 1 in Gaul. So there's no doubt that we're rehashing those. We put those discussions on hold for the Australian summer. There's no connection back home to what we're about to experience. So they've all been revisited, the language that we're using. And as I said, that the game plan that we will roll out will have an attachment to those experiences that we've been through.
So that being the case, maybe against some of what's been discussed, do you feel adequately prepared for it?
Yeah, we do. And it's really fortuitous, the fact that we've had 3 subcontinental tours in the space of 12 months. I can remember, Australian teams in the past having 2 experiences in 12 months, but I certainly can't remember the 3 in the 12 months. So that's great preparation for this group. The squad is very similar to the experiences that we had in Pakistan and Sri Lanka. And the fact is that we've had great preparation here once we've landed on the ground at Bangalore. So we feel as though we've covered most bases in preparation, but preparation isn't a given for performance and dealing with the pressures and the problems that are going to unfold. So that's our greatest challenge now is dealing with what presents in the game and working through those problems and solving those problems. And we feel as though we're prepared to do that. Now the proof is really in how we go about it in game time.
In the experience that you've had, and you've had a lot of experience in India in all sorts of different cricket now, what's at the core of succeeding there, Andrew? Have you developed a bit of a philosophy over time as to how to be successful in cricket in India?
Yeah, I think you need to embrace what happens on the field and off the field. It's totally different to any experience that you have anywhere else in the world. It's busy, it's frantic. Things sometimes don't make sense, and sometimes the best way to make sense of it is just to embrace it and go with it and not fight against it. And that was one of the themes that we had in Pakistan. We wanted to embrace what Pakistan had, and the group was outstanding in that. And that goes on and off the field. And I think the off-field is huge as well. Just the ability to get away from the game, to get away from the busyness of what is going to present in game time, is critical to making sure that we have the energy to press at the right times throughout this four test match series.
So there's a lot of that experience within the team. Is how much of a collective discussion is that? And maybe particularly for those who haven't seen much of India.
Yeah, I think for this group, because they've had the experiences before, it's a continuation. So the discussion has been ongoing. So it's not that we land here and suddenly we go, this is what we need to do, because it's just a continuation of the journey. And that's the exciting part for us, is it is a journey to the World Test Championship. There's a great connection there. We still haven't locked away our position. So we've got a lot to play for within this series, but also collectively around that World Test Championship. But yeah, we're framing it as a continuation, a great challenge. And the external will probably use the words that, around this will be a defining moment in Australian cricket. We see it as a challenge and a continuation of this group, and how long this group plays for together is unknown. And we feel as though this is a challenge that we're ready for. We're well prepared, and we're willing to embrace what India throws at us.
Yeah, so I am interested in that. So that level of determination, and there'll be the senior members of the team won't get back to India for a test series, regardless of how long they play. That's just how the calendar would work. How would you describe that the determination to achieve what is so rare in Australian cricket on those shores?
I think there's a sense of excitement, and I think that goes for every test match that we play. These test matches here are no more important than other test matches that we've played in the last 12 months. Test cricket, every test match counts, and there is determination around every contest within test match cricket, and it's exciting. And now it's just a different challenge because the surfaces that present the country that we're in. I just think that this group is excited by what is in front of them. And I think that goes for every test match that a player plays. There's a sense of, excitement around test cricket, which is great. And we don't want to lose that.
It is a four-test series, but it feels to me like in India, you need to be successful early. There's an attritional aspect to not only the games themselves, but obviously what you've mentioned in terms of life. Does it put a big bounty on the first test?
I think touring any country, and it's no different to teams coming to Australia, and I think your first selection, your first entry into the series, being the first test match, is really, really important. And you can even narrow that into the first contest, whether it be with bat or ball. How you get off to the start is important psychologically. So you definitely want to start well. And in saying that, if you do get behind, it's about how then you calm down, narrow in, and learn from that first test match to shift back to that positive mindset of this is possible. And I think that goes for any team touring. It's hard to win away. The numbers stack up that it is difficult on the road, and we understand that.
Andrew, I wish you the very best of luck with Nagpur, and look forward to seeing you in Delhi.
Thanks, Joe.